I will tell you if I do that mid-episode.
Thank you. You've been doing that recently? I noticed at one point during your live stream VOD, you just started, like, clicking your fingers in front of the microphone or something, or started just tapping the microphone.
Which stream is this?
This is on when you streamed Fortnite recently.
I don't know why I did that.
It was sort of mildly irritating, and I thought, why is he doing this?
I have no idea why I did that. No, I literally could not explain.
Was it that noise? What is that? Put those down. That's awful. What is that?
It's my jar of cola cubes. Hey everyone, welcome to Playing Favourites, a podcast in which I and my good friend Harry talk about our favourites in a variety of different topics. Today, we're going to be talking about our favourite fitness exercises. Or physical activity. I can't remember the wording, but it's going to be...
Keep going. I've got a special introduction. Keep going.
It's going to be about burning calories, getting rid of any excess energy, and, you know, keeping yourself fit, keeping yourself healthy, and doing whatever you need to do to keep that blood pumping, baby. Do I need to keep going?
Introduce me.
I'm joined by my co-host, Harry.
Here we go. You alright?
Oh, okay. He's doing a... Oh, Harry, you're so far away.
Just jogging by.
Okay, right. Well, see ya. Right. He's just doing a couple laps. He'll be back in a second.
Yeah, okay.
You coming back, bud? Hello.
Here we go.
Hello.
I think I'm just going to stop here.
Tired yourself out with, like, that was like less than a minute of jogging.
No, I've actually been going at it for a while.
Okay, yeah.
In the hour and a half that's passed since we scheduled to record this podcast. but I was on the phone to my granddad.
You were calling your granddad whilst you were on your jog.
Yeah. It was difficult, but thankfully I've got one of those little, like, armband, you know, things people put their phone in, you know, they sort of, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, when they're jogging, they sort of strap it around their arm and slip their phone in.
That sounds really helpful.
They're really good. I actually, when I was at university, I wanted to go on a run one time to try and tire myself out because I'd slept for, like, 16 hours and woke up at 7 p.m.
So you thought if you went for a run, you would, like...
It would tire me out, and then I could,
Did this work?
And... I didn't go for the run in the end, but I got distracted. But I did ask. I want to listen to music or something. Mm. Like the previous times I'd gone for runs, I would just hold my phone in my hand, which is a very uncomfortable experience. Yeah. And so I asked in my flat, "Oh, does anyone have any other things?" And one person chimed in with like, "Oh yeah, no, I've got one. You can borrow it." And they gave it to me, and I didn't go on the run, and I never gave it back. Then they moved home. And now I've still got it in my house.
Right. Well, at least now
you have
it.
It's a really useful thing to have. Yeah, it's a really useful thing to have.
Have you ever used it?
No, but I do like being able to have the possibility to use it.
If ever you did go on a run.
Yeah. And that's an idea that I romanticize
for you, Harry.
Go on.
When was the last time you ran?
It's a great question. It was in 2019. Mm-hmm. I used to go for runs on Swansea Beach. At night when I was studying there, and I was studying computer science, so it would allow me to get out of a chair and move and allow my heart to beat.
It's pretty reasonable,
for more than a few seconds every day. And so, like, I'd go for runs on the beach, which is really, really difficult and not quite. It's one of the things I swear people do it, right?
People go for
runs on the beach.
Like, special shoes for that.
See, I didn't have special shoes, I had my trainers, and it was the nighttime. So I was like, oh, what's my way of circumventing the nighttime? So I bought one of those little head torches.
So you don't kick any turtles on the beach, yeah.
Yeah, or just to, like, look at what's going on.
That too.
But I have a really big head and I couldn't get the strap to fit properly. it kind of worked.
Why don't you get one that you could, you know, get a flashlight on your phone, strap your phone to your arm.
Strap the phone so it's just pointing out sideways.
You're like Iron Man.
I just strap it to my hand. Mm. And so as I'm moving my hand, I can point my hand around like a torch as I'm running. No, it did work in the end. And, you know, but it's just... it just gets so tiring. I have such bad sort of cardio health.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done any of that stuff?
Cardio?
Yeah, cardio exercises.
I do a little bit of cardio occasionally.
Oh, you still do? You do as in present tense?
Yeah, I occasionally do a little bit of cardio. Get my blood pumping.
Oh, yeah.
Probably at least, like, once every 2 days, usually, at least.
You're being very vague, I feel.
Why? I'm not being... What do you want me to say?
Okay, well, the episode is physical exercise.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well...
So
right,
what physical exercise are you doing?
Usually... Right, so I went out for a walk today. for an hour-long walk, which I wouldn't normally do. This is a new thing for me. You guys may be able to pick up a track record on Playing Favorites episode, where if it's a topic that I've suggested, the reason I've suggested it is because at that current time, it's something I've become personally invested in. So I've been...
Which I can't be too annoyed at you for, because I did the reason we did Lion Mammals was because I was in a zoo.
Yeah.
When we were talking about what episode to do. Yeah, so that's fine.
Yeah, so recently I've just been, like, managing my calorie intake a bit more and, like, observing how much, like, just my general activity burns calories. And I'll let you know, not much, except for when I'm at work. I found out I do about 12,000 steps during a day's worth of work.
It's honestly unbelievable, right? Yeah. Because I noticed a similar thing, because I work in, like, hospitality and things like that, and so you're just constantly on your feet all day. I imagine it's the same for you as well. Like,
yeah.
You're always stood up, you're always walking around places and dashing back and forth and everything.
Mm.
And, like, you know, for me, that's an 8-9 hour shift at work. But I think, like, fuck, imagine going for, like, a 9-hour walk.
You know, a 9-hour walk is much more than 12,000 steps, I'll tell you that.
I mean, I don't, I'll pull up Google Fit, but, like... You know.
It takes about an hour and 40 minutes to do 10,000 steps, which is the recommended daily average amount, which seems ludicrous to me. 10,000 steps is a huge amount. But I think the idea is not that you do 10,000 steps every day. It's that you do, you know, 30,000 one day. And then
No, I mean, like, my last shift at work, I did 15,000, then 16, then 27 on
holy
shift
shit.
Which is insane. I don't know why there's such a disparity there.
You were running.
Apparently I was just on the go. Yeah, I was been busy. But and that's great general exercise, right? Like just
walking is it's good. It's like a good activity, especially if you're outside, like in the sun, gives you like that kind of natural environment. But it obviously, one of the big things with exercise and any kind of fitness regime is that it has to be something that, or at least it should be something that pushes your bodily limits, right? At least depending on what you're looking for from results from your fitness, right?
True.
The thing with most people, if you walk a normal amount every day, or at least, you know, every few days, you won't see any particularly significant improvement in terms of, like, how you feel, because if you're just walking the same amount every day, that just becomes your baseline, right?
You're always trying to push it, right? You're always trying to...
You need something that will get your, you know, your heart rate increasing see kind of general bodily improvement.
And it's weird, you know, it always feels frustrating. And it's a thing that I notice in myself, I notice when talking to people about exercise, because, like, you know, everyone, I guess everyone... generally, and I'm generalizing a lot here, but in my experience, at the very least, everyone thinks that, like, you know, it's just going to happen. Like, you know, I do 10 push-ups and then the next day I can do 20 with the same amount of effort.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's such a long-term
thing. Let's say you wake
up
and your arms really hurt.
Yeah, and then you can maybe just about do 10 again, but also you're kind of like,
And then the day after, you're not doing 10.
it's like... But, you know, and the same goes, for cardio as well. Like, you know, it's so slow. I play, one of my main methods of cardio is I have Just Dance.
That's a good one,
and so I'll have, like, a little dance. And they have a sweat mode, which is, you know, it sort of tracks your calories and things like that.
Mm.
I'd have to play, like, an hour of Just Dance just to burn off a Mars bar. Like, insane.
Mars bars, you know, pretty calorie dense.
I mean, true, but, like, I'd eat two Mars bars in one day, you know? Like,
how many calories do you think you burn off in a round of Just Dance?
I mean, I could tell you. It's like,
an hour of Just Dance, sorry.
No, in an hour. I've never made it to an hour. That's too much.
Oh,
I can't be asked.
Yeah, fair.
Because it's one of those, it's like, you know, I have an idealized version of exercise where, you know, I get up at 6 a.m., go for a run, come back, go to work, finish at 5, play a couple of rounds of Just Dance in the evening, maybe a bit of weight training, and then, you know, eat my meal of ham, eggs and chips and go to bed. But, like, it's not that. Like, it's, oh, I've got a bit of time and I've not just eaten a full meal, so I feel like I'm, you know, I would be comfortable doing a bit of Just Dance, and then I get distracted by, like, a bird or something.
Yeah.
You know, I'd stop caring.
Classic Harry.
So, you know, practically, you know, it's, It's almost depressing. In fact, I now just don't enable the like calorie tracking mode because I'm like,
you just don't want to know. That's totally fair.
Yeah,
I think in general there is a kind of cultural fascination with the idea of calorie counting, right?
Yeah,
and I like you kind of constantly hit. There's this it's like a phrase that some people throw around, right? Where it's like, you know, losing weight's easy. You just have to make it so that the calories you intake are less than the calories you burn.
Right.
And then you'll lose weight. And it's like, well, yes. Sure.
so much of it, yeah, is based on misconception. And it's difficult because, like, you know, the one I always hear and the one I thought you were going to say was that losing weight starts in the kitchen, not the gym.
I think I agree
with. Which is, you know, which is, yeah, almost, you know, to an extent a fact that, like, it's way more effective to alter your diet than it is to work extra.
Much harder, I think.
Yeah. But at the same time, it depends on what your goal is, you know.
Yeah,
are you
that's
trying
the
to
thing,
lose weight,
right?
Or are you trying to be healthier?
Yeah,
or are you looking to improve your cardiovascular health? Or, you know, are you looking, is it a vanity thing? Is there a, you know, not in a negative way, but is there a body image aspect to it, you know?
That's the thing. I think ultimately, when it comes to any kind of exercise or diet or anything related to that fact, it's an entirely personal endeavor, right? And that's why the most important thing first off is to figure out what your goals are here. And for a lot of people, that just won't be important. And that's, you know, that's very fine. For a very long time, I was like, you know, literally did not look at it at all. Which, you know, I think is pretty reasonable. I think,
of course,
ultimately, you should do what makes you happy more than anything. And right now, what makes me happy is
drinking a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I do like eating cheeseburgers.
He's going to eat one live.
That's not true. I did have some fried chicken earlier. That was my today was my ordering out today. I've decided Thursdays I can get a takeaway.
Oh wow! So you're doing it. So you're properly sort of structuring.
I'm making an effort.
You alluded to this. I remember you saying you ordered from one of those like nutritionally complete, you know, meals.
Just a couple of days ago, I ordered like essentially like a basic bundle of nutritionally complete meal replacement products, right?
Yeah.
Which will hopefully, because for me, like, part of the issue was like I would just never eat breakfast, right? And I know this is a huge thing, especially for people of our generation where we're just too fucking lazy. That's not true. Bloody Zoomers, too lazy to get up in the morning, eat some breakfast.
It's less of the culture in the modern world. You know, it's not.
It's,
you know, wake up on, you know, go to work on an egg, you know, it's not quite the same as
the thing. The thing for me was always that, like, I'd always have like a poorly tummy when I woke up in the morning, and it's like I don't want to make cornflakes. Like this morning I woke up. So this was my first day on it. So like you know, my mileage may vary in the future. I might just give up. But like I woke up this morning and I had one of these meal replacement milkshakes, and I'm like, felt pretty good. I felt pretty good today. I went out. That's why I went out for a walk. I was like, I've got energy. I got home. I was like, I'll have another meal. Nutritionally complete meal. Rather than just eating, like, you know, whatever I had in the fridge.
Yeah.
Usually, my lunches previously were usually, like, whatever snack box I had bought from Tesco the day before. It'd be like, here's 16, you know, bacon and cheese straws. It's just like, not great for the old cardiovascular health.
Definitely, you know, but that's great. I love hearing about people's, you know, successes in that, and that's fantastic. And I'm glad that it's working out.
We're at day one, so you know, let's not day one.
But even then, it's nice to have that. Even though in theory it's all about discipline, and you know, we've got to maintain it and going forward.
Yeah.
But even just that nice little confidence, you know, and what you were saying about feeling good and feeling better and wanting to go for a walk—that's, you know, fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
But I guess the thing is that the myth there is that people expect that's what it is as a whole, when in reality there is an aspect to it that's about, you know, falling off the wagon and then getting back on the wagon.
There's always like temptation and
you fucking you go away and you have, you know, two pizzas back to back and a Mackey's for lunch and you think fuck, it's all over.
I think that's part of the thing, right, though, is it's one of the whenever I've heard about people taking diets, like my mum, she frequently will go on like a diet, right? But it will be really restrictive, right? And she'll, you know, only be eating like Weight Watchers, low diet foods that have like no salt or anything in them. And then she'll get really hungry and then she'll eat, you know, she'll go to the chippy and buy like a really unhealthy meal, or like, you know, a meal that is not typical for a healthy cardiovascular balance. And then, you know, that's it. That's falling off the wagon, right? And that's why, from what I've heard, at least recently, it's, you shouldn't be restrictive. You should be adaptive, right? It should be.
Definitely. Yeah.
Making sure that, you know, you can treat yourself. Because if you're eating a, if you're doing a diet where you never get to be happy, then you are not going to be happy on your diet.
Exactly. And what's the point at that point? You know, why even, you know, great, you're striving for an unrealistic health standard that's going to make you sad while you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what are we
and doing? Then even like, if you do attain it, you're going to be sad.
Yeah, it's not going to change. And so, and I feel like to an extent, you know, I mean, the whole area of, you know, food, health, exercise is so shrouded in myth and unrealistic standards and things like that. I feel like that's clearing a little bit, you know, like I've seen TikToks periodically of, you know, bodybuilders breaking down, like, you know, oh, hey, this guy, this guy you're seeing in the, you know, in this, you know, muscle magazine.
They just haven't eaten in like the past.
Hasn't eaten, hasn't drank anything, is using a pump to, you know, blah, blah, blah. This isn't realistic. This is what I look like normally. Mm. This is how you want to be, you know, don't go about it like this. Don't fucking kill yourself through.
Yeah, I think it's. It's good that now there is a focus on health rather than losing weight, right?
Yes. Not entirely true. You know, there are obviously still those myths and those ideas.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, obviously there's an angle, a really realistic angle of, you know, the expectation of women and women's bodies that we can't really cover, but that's obviously there as well when it comes to this hyper fixation on weight and body image.
There's an interesting twist with like men's health versus women's health in this regard, right? Where with men, there's an expectation to like bulk, right?
Yeah, and muscle.
Whereas women, it's entirely like losing weight completely.
Yeah, and figure oriented. Yeah, stuff like that. And it's. And both extremes are obviously
really
so
unhealthy,
unhealthy
in general,
both mentally and physically. Yeah,
yeah.
But with both, which seems to be there's now what seems like a voice in the other direction on both sides saying health.
Yeah,
you know that's what it's about, and what you want to be happy with, and you know what makes you happy, and what you want to sustain, and what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head. Like it's about sustainability, right? It's about like. Having something that keeps you happy for the long term rather than, you know, something that maybe you start for like a week that is so, you know, intensive that you just cannot commit to it, right? Where it's like, you know, you literally do not get to treat yourself. You don't get a single moment of enjoyment. But then, you know, there's the flip side as well where it's like, you know, maybe you shouldn't eat 7 Big Macs every day because that's going to, it's going to make your tummy sick.
Exactly. And it's good to be able to tailor that and I enjoy doing it sort of passively, you know, to talk about it personally. So, you know, I'll keep an eye on what I'm eating. I'll think, you know, I've eaten a lot of, you know, had loads of fatty stuff today. Let's try and have a healthier dinner. You know, oh, I had leftover pizza for breakfast, so let's try and go for like a more veg oriented dinner or lunch or things like that. Yeah. And trying to balance it out. You know, I'll do exercise in the evening as a sort of muscular slash getting your heart going the whole session for 45 minutes or whatever. Granted, I always do it sort of last thing before bed.
Yeah.
Which probably isn't. I always wonder about that.
I also do that. And I do wonder
if that has an effect.
Yeah.
And then I'll go like, I don't know, have some crab sticks or a bit of protein or something. But, and it's fun. I for me personally, it's to bring this back to the sort of I don't know how
we did. We started only talking about dieting rather than exercise, which
definitely it's not the episode. But I feel like we've really covered some ground in Playing Favorites as a podcast. In that
we're taking a general health view on this episode.
A lot of the episodes, and particularly towards the beginning, was let's look at this Wikipedia page, and now we're sort of trying to.
I have not opened my browser at all yet, so.
I've got mine open on the page for Define Exercise, because before we started talking, I quickly Googled it, and then I clicked the little speaker that speaks the word for you, and I found it really funny, because it's just a really British man going, exercise.
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 It's good. that aside, So, I mean, okay, in that case, maybe we should steer
circle
back,
around.
Of course.
Circle around.
It's a good message of general health. Because it's a yin yang, right? It's a you know food and exercise make up health, for the most physical health at the very least. You know, obviously a mental side to that as well. But back to the physical.
Return to physical.
What is physical exercise, right?
Well, this is interesting, right? Because you know, there's a lot of activities that people don't think of as exercise that it really could be classified as it. Because, like, I mean, literally, we were just talking about how much we actually do at work, right? And it's like, sure, I imagine if you work in, like, an office building, it's less relevant for you. But for us, there is an element to which, you know, just being on your feet and staying active is a form of exercise. It's a form of, you know, keeping your heart pumping. I really worry that if I ever got a different job, I would suddenly lose, like, that whole element of health from my life. Like, 12,000 steps a day is a lot. And I do that over the course of, like, 8 hours. I can't like, if I got a different job that was more sedentary, I can't, you know, spend 8 hours walking.
And it's so weird noticing it become different as well. I remember when I had COVID over last Christmas, which I completely forgot I recorded an episode of this podcast with the coronavirus.
Yes.
It's kind of mad to me at this point. But, like, I remember, like, someone bought, like, a supply package of deliveries, and we had to go downstairs. They, like, left at the door, and, like, we had to, like, go down, like, 2 flights of stairs to collect it and then bring it back up. And by the time I reached the top of the stairs, obviously in this case it was because of illness, but, like, just going up 2 flights of stairs, which usually would be fine for me, because, you know, at work I'm doing this, all this movement, and I was just at the top, like, oh my god, I can, like, my lungs, my respiratory system is
collapsing,
dying. Yeah, and it's like, you know, having that feeling of being out of sync with your own, you know, if you you know, with physical exercise, fall off the wagon to a point where you notice a difference. Mm. Oh my god, it's like a weird. It's, you know, it's your
That's
own
the thing,
being.
Right? It's interesting because you typically don't feel it the reverse way, right? Which is part of the problem that a lot of people engage with, and why a lot of people fall off the wagon, right? Is because during the improvement phase, it's much harder to actually quantify the amount that you are improving by. Like, obviously, it's easy to look and be like, oh, you know, I used to be able to lift this much weight, and now I can lift twice as much. Everything still feels as easy as it used to.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah.
It doesn't change in that way.
And particularly with how you measure it as well is a really interesting point you're making there of, like, how you quantify these things. I mean, it's very different for cardio versus muscle growth. Like, you know, you can sort of track, like, okay, so I can lift, 20 kilograms, and I'm very confident doing that on a you know, dumbbell or whatever, and now I can move up to 30, and then 40, and then 50, and, like, but then, you know, that's over, like, a massive, over what time frame is that happening, depending on how often you're going to the gym, or how often you're working out, or how often you're training specific muscles. And then also, you kind of got two measurements, because you've also got the amount of reps, or the amount of sets you're doing. Mm. So, like, you know, are you doing, what, 10 sets, or, you know, 10 reps on 30 kilograms 3 times? Or are you doing, you know, 5 sets of 12 of 20 kilograms? Like, the measurement of this just becomes, kind of gets completely, it just dissolves, you know. You've kind of got to really...
Yeah, you're,
like,
right, bro.
do you understand the point I'm making?
I was told there would, like, be no math.
He's like, but that's the point I'm making, is, like, you know, translating your actual progress into physical numbers of exercise that you're doing.
Yeah,
it just sort of becomes really strange and convoluted. You know, it's okay. So I can go for an hour long walk, or a 15 minutes run, or a half hour at brisk pace, and if it's uphill, that's good.
That's one of the things. Because I think about that at work a lot as well, right? Because obviously, standard day, I'm just walking around. And, like, maybe I'll pick up some stuff every now and then and carry it to where it needs to be. But it's usually not, like, that heavy. But then at work yesterday, we got some new oils in, right? Ooh, and they came in this really big box.
Hang on, pause. What kind of oils?
Cooking oil.
Cooking oils? Any particular, like, kinds?
Sunflower? I can't remember.
Okay, that's fine. Carry on with the anecdote.
Some of them were flavoured, actually. They were, like, flavoured spray oils. Oh. We got, like, chili-infused oil and stuff.
Chili, okay. That's good. We have that one at my work, yeah.
Anyway,
basil
yeah.
oil, by the way.
Borderfield.
Basil, or basil
the,
and tarragon
we do have,
oil.
We do have basil-infused oil.
Oh, my
well.
God, it's so good. Basil oil, amazing. Really good with, yeah, bread.
But yeah, I had to, like, lift this box, this pretty heavy box of oil up
yeah.
the stairs to work.
So was this the flavoured oils, or was this,
this
the
was
sort of, like,
a,
big
it was a mixed bag industrial... of all these different oils.
It was a bag of oil.
You should not keep oil in a bag. That's not safe.
I'm imagining like just like a big bag for life, just full of oil. They're just hauling up the stairs. Okay, like
yeah,
an
it's a self serve yeah. of cooking oil.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when they get the, when like coffee places do that, like, oh, you know, reusable containers. Mm. You come in, they fill up the beans or whatever in a jar. People just come in with their bags, scoop up the oil, and go home.
Yeah.
I feel like we've derailed slightly.
Yeah.
So you're holding some oil
I'm holding this very big box of oil.
Yeah.
It's quite heavy. And I'm going up these multiple stairs to take this to the shop floor where we can, unload it. And, like, the whole time I'm carrying this, I'm like, this isn't going on my monitor. But, like, this is a workout. This is intense.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm carrying this big, heavy box of oil.
Yeah, just doing that all day. And I know a lot of your work is sort of, you know, very physically
big,
is hauling
big 25 kilogram bags of potatoes.
There you go.
We've not got any in at the moment. They're out of season, actually. But
oh damn. Okay.
September, I'll be back.
Good to know for fans of where you work.
Yep.
Literally one, and this is I'm aware this is very strange.
Okay.
But I've kind of become weirdly not fixated on, but aware of how I'm. Like, so, okay, you know when you're going upstairs?
Yes.
Right? Like, I'm...
You're going on all fours?
No. I'm aware of the technique.
Okay.
And I've become very aware of that. Like, literally down to, like, I'm thinking, like, what muscles am I engaging? And which ones am I supposed to be engaging?
Yeah. No, I
because,
actually
like,
do get that.
So like, because you don't want to put it all in your knees, because you'll fuck your knees. And sometimes I'll have bad... And I'm going up and downstairs a lot of work, so I'm like, I don't... constantly be fucking putting it all on my knees.
Yeah, you're messing.
So I've become like really aware of the form of me going upstairs. I'm like, okay, I put it in the glutes and, you know, keep you know, the legs sort of
you're like,
you know,
playing
the right angle and
in
count.
Real life.
Basically, yeah.
You're like managing each individual muscle.
And it sounds like I'm making it sound like some really labored thing.
Yeah.
In reality, it's just I think about it twice and then I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, okay. And I want to make sure, because that way as well, I'm then exercising my glutes a little bit. Because I'm going up and down and up and down the steps. Like, and so it suddenly becomes a bit of a leg workout in, you know, in certain areas. And that's nice, because then I don't need to think about that so much.
That's why I do a handstand when I go up the stairs at work.
And you balance the bag of oils off of
your
toes.
On my feet, yeah.
You've got lots of little bags, you know,
each one on
each toes. Yeah, it's perfect. like you're some kind of like trapeze artist. That's the wrong word. That's not what that is.
With Cirque du Soleil, with my bags of oil.
You're swinging into work with several bags of oil.
It's fucking the worst variant of Spider-Man.
Instead of delivering pizza, yeah, you've just got several.
Why is this bags of oil narrative?
You said it.
So
you said you described them as bags. So funny. So yeah, that's Luke's work. But yeah, Spider-Man, he's getting a lot of, you know, God, a lot of backstory.
That must be, yeah, that would be pretty. I wish I was Spider-Man. It feels like getting a workout would be actually pretty cool.
Yeah, honestly, because I know a lot of the time they sort of depict it as like he gets bit by the spider and then he's jacked.
He
but like just
like
the nature of what he's doing, like, you know,
that's
the swinging
a workout,
is a full body. Yeah,
that is,
like swimming.
His entire body weight is on his arm.
Yeah, and even so, you know, to pull through and to, you know,
to like swing,
you know,
with such
and,
yeah,
core like, core stuff going on there. Yeah, like, you know,
when he's like dangling by his feet.
Oh my God, yeah, he's getting all
upside down.
Legs might suffer a little bit, yeah, but then he's walking up buildings and stuff, so that's all going to be his legs and core, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know shit about any of this, by the way. We're total
seems
amateurs.
Pretty accurate. I'll give you that.
But, you know, God, it's like how swimming is like a, you know, full body
workout, yeah.
Thing, which is great. I did briefly do that for a period.
I hate swimming.
And then there was a coronavirus, I think.
There you go, guys. It's not my favorite.
You don't like swimming?
Pain. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty simple one. I've never, ever, ever heard of you swimming.
I used to enjoy swimming when I was, like, younger.
Yeah.
And then,
you get
know,
to, like, swimming.
You become, like, a teenager, and you start to, like, understand that you are a physical being who exists and can be looked at.
Yeah.
And then, you know, swimming becomes less appealing at that point.
Yeah. No, but I didn't just swim. But also, like, it's one of those where, again, the quantity thing becomes a problem because, okay, I'm doing an amount of laps at a certain speed,
yeah,
a number of times with potential breaks, because obviously you can do sort of, what's it called? Are you, you know, go intense for a little bit and then stop?
Yeah.
What's the name of that?
I can't remember.
The word escapes me. But, you know, so I can do that as well. And so basically I would, you know, go there, back, there, back, there, back, there, back. I'm knackered. And then I rest, do one there and back, rest again, one there and back. Oh, my God.
When you reach the point where you're resting more than you're actually doing any kind
of... Exactly, because you're supposed to push yourself as well. So it's like, how much can I actually rest?
Oh, yeah.
And that's always the problem I have.
I absolutely could not imagine pushing myself to that extreme in like a public space. Fair enough.
And that's the whole problem with like gym culture and everything. And granted, a lot of the time people are very nice about it. And some people
the thing that I've always heard about gyms is that gym culture, at least the negative perception that you imagine, pretty much doesn't exist. But in my head...
And in the minority of cases, it would only take one case of someone calling you a fucking pussy or something, like, for it to ruin it, completely throw everything off, like, and the fear of that happening, you know, because it probably has happened, you know, to some people, or many people. So that's a whole side of it. And it's not something that I personally have worried about. It just becomes, I mean, cardio as a whole for me, like, I usually use, as opposed to any kind of discipline, I'll use my own desire to exercise.
Yeah.
Because the discipline I'll just end up, like, talking myself out of, whereas if I go, Harry, you want to do this.
Yeah.
Literally,
if you manage to either, one, convince yourself that you enjoy it, or remind yourself that you enjoy it, probably more accurately.
As you say, then, all these people, they're all deluded. They don't actually enjoy it.
One of the easier ways to actually, like, get committed to it, right? And that's why I think a lot of people get their exercise through, like, a sport.
because it's like
a game that they can play and have fun the game doing.
The gamification of exercise as a whole, you know, that's something that, you know,
just
the world kind of went through with particularly Corona. And I mean, I know a lot of people were doing like either really gamifying it literally with like Ring Fit Adventure on the Switch, not sponsored, or gamifying it by doing it with others, you know, make it either sometimes people compete or a cooperative game. Oh, we're all getting up tomorrow to do Joe Wicks's exercise thing live on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it becomes a cooperative sort of effort, but it's still kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would go to the gym more if I could compete with my friends, if there was like a scoreboard.
No, just start competing with the guy next to you. Just like,
that's a good idea. If I like just like really egg him. The issue I think I would run into, Harry, is that I'm not particularly physically fit currently, so I think I would lose a lot. That might kind of discourage me. Like, if I could go to the gym and just, like, if it was, you know, there was MMR and I could go against people of a similar skill level of myself and I could, you know.
That's what you do. You're the matchmaker in this case. What you do, you find someone on the treadmill who's going at decent pace. Yeah, and you join them at the same, you glance over their thing, set at the same pace as they begin to crank it up because they're doing interval training. That's the name of it. Interval in that you rest and you go faster and and what you do is as they increase it, you also increase it, but to slightly higher.
Okay, I like this idea, you know, actually.
And I think this is a great short film YouTube
sketch. But I would
go
around like smurfing on people and just like finding people who are doing much worse than what I can do and then just really discouraging them. Just really just being like, wow, you're slow, huh? And I just like outpace them.
Just start shit talking them, just in the gym.
What an awful person you would have to be to like go around the gym and literally just be like, yeah, I'm better than you, dumbass. Just
Jesus. That'll be this is if someone wants to make this, if any like students doing film or something, that'd be very funny.
That's a good bit.
Good bit, everyone. Yeah, wow. Okay, well, I think that's, you know, we've covered a lot there, sort of.
I feel like we didn't talk about sport enough.
I haven't played a sport in years.
I haven't played a sport in years either.
I used to play hockey in school.
I also used to play hockey in school. Not in school. Whilst I was in school, but the hockey was outside of school.
That's really. I also joined a club outside school. I feel like that's something we've never really discussed. I found it strange that both
of us... We both played field hockey, yeah.
Yeah, what ages were you?
I literally cannot remember.
I did it from sort of end of primary school through to the end of secondary.
Yeah, that's probably pretty close.
Good, enjoyed it. used to play defense or mid.
I also enjoyed it. I did see a guy get knocked out by getting hit in the head with a hockey stick, and I think that really put me off.
Oh my god. I got hit in the face with a hockey stick and it burst two blood vessels in my eye.
Did that put you off?
It didn't, no. This was the beginning of my hockey career. I would have been like 11.
Oh, you just started then. That really like inspired you.
Yeah, it pushed me on. But it was sick because it turned the white of my eye red.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Sort of like a Bond villain.
I know I used to play it like quite a bit. I joined there is a local leisure center near me. That had a badminton court. No, it didn't. It had a court that could be used for pretty much anything, but we used it for badminton.
Including but not limited to badminton.
Badminton, yeah. Basketball, fucking tennis, squash probably. Yeah. Just whatever, you know.
Thank you for naming all these racket sports. That's good.
Yeah, basketball.
I like the idea that people are listening
basketball,
to this,
like... the racket sport.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Fine. Whatever. I just like the idea of people, you know, there's like a squash enthusiast listening to this episode. And what? They've got their fingers crossed that it's going to come up.
Lacrosse?
Like, why are you talking about lacrosse?
That's another sport.
It is.
they have like a racket in that as well.
Wait, you just wanted to call it out?
Yeah.
For like.
I was just adding to my list of racket sports, including basketball.
I just like the idea that people are listening for it, and you know they'd feel really sort of disappointed if like the only time their one comes up is it's in a list Luke makes 45 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, all the squash fans out there.
You know, but better than all the lacrosse fans who just got Luke calling out their sport.
Well, how do you think? What about all the other people where we haven't mentioned their sport at all?
At this point, the lacrosse fans are doing all right.
Volleyball.
They're actually getting quite a bit of airtime.
Polo.
Yeah, there you go.
Water polo.
Right. Yeah, there we go. We've covered them now. We've said the words. That's kind of my only sport. I used to play football when I was super little for a local team that was crap.
I don't really enjoy competitive sport, despite what I may have said earlier about the idea of going to the gym and...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I used to go to the gym when I was in sixth form. I'd go with, you know, a mate or two.
Mm.
And we'd both do our own thing, but, you know... We're both. There's something about, I think, in some cases, in some people, you know, doing it with someone else.
I think
is just
I would like
thing.
Going to the gym if I had someone to go with.
Yeah.
But
is this you proposing the idea?
I mean, if you want to go to the gym, we can go to the gym. But I'm pretty sure you're not in Nottingham most of the time.
That's very true, and also at work and like.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry, Harry. Yeah.
And money
didn't want to make it too difficult for you. No, like,
but I like the hypothetical idea of us going to the gym.
That's okay. I'm gonna go with other friends instead, Harry.
I think I'm ready
to talk about the viewer.
Let's touch on what the people have to say. Let's
okay, right.
Let's
well,
gather.
We're gonna need to address a controversy first off, Harry.
Right, am I going to resign again?
Maybe, yeah.
Right, okay.
Harry?
Yep.
Can you tell me why crying shouldn't be counted as a physical exercise? Crying was written in by Abby. Thank you, Abby, for writing in.
Okay.
You rejected the response.
This is controversial that a response rejected is getting discussed.
Well, yeah, because I
think already feels like it needs to go through a committee, but you know, we'll make special exceptions. You're saying I'm wrong. The reason it was denied... is that it feels like there has to be some level of commitment / intent to the exercise, an exercise, which can be very broad in that, like, I'm choosing to go to my job, you know, I'm choosing to go on a walk.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to have a cry now for exercise. Felt like it just... you know, sort of skirts outside of this, outside the boundary, and you can't really decide to do it, and therefore I don't know if it can be called an exercise. Does that make sense?
But, Harry...
That was my ground. If those grounds are rejected by the committee, then so be it. But it felt like it couldn't be
but
just...
But, Harry, have you considered the fact that you burn 1.3 calories a minute whilst crying?
Hmm. Yeah, that's good.
It's actually pretty bad. It's really...
1.3 calories a minute. Fuck me. That's awful. It's awful. Oh, fuck, yeah.
You would burn a Mars bar in about a day.
of constant crying. Which, you know, I've been there, man. Like, yeah. You know.
If you've had a really rough day, like, that will...
Yeah, that checks out.
That will come true.
Yeah. isn't it? What are your thoughts on the controversy then?
I think it's a really funny answer and you should have allowed it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, the other answer given was singing, which I do actually want to talk about in
so that was the one that was accepted, detail. If I recall correctly.
Yeah. Because you can burn 136 calories per hour singing, apparently.
Wait, okay, which sounds good, but let's compare that to crying, which was per minute. So 136 divided by 6. So that's 2.2.
Yeah.
It sounds so much more impressive when you put it as 136 in an hour, as opposed to... Okay, yeah. But to be fair, it is, you know, you're still a lot of singing.
The thing about singing is, like, it's... The calorie is usually a side effect, right?
Yeah, right.
It also depends on the intensity, obviously.
True. And a lot of it is, you know, professional singing, or when it's, you know, being coached or trained is muscle-oriented, you know, is engaging, you know, the shit going on in your throat.
Yeah.
Like... You know, and an emphasis on that, you know, which is why it just seems. And I don't know. Have you? I mean, do you? Let's talk about it. I guess. Do you sing often?
Like, me.
Yeah.
Not professionally.
Do you sing to yourself?
Do I sing to myself?
Yeah.
Sing me to sleep. No. Okay. Not really.
Do you sing in the shower?
Not often. No.
Do you sing?
The answer to any of your questions is no.
So you never sing?
No,
I never really hear of you. I never really hear of you listening to music or anything.
Yeah, I don't really.
Do you know any? What's your favorite song right now? We have to cut that. We can't talk about other favorites.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah, I think I'll just bleep that.
Yeah, just because
that
keep
is it feels illegal.
I feel like everyone already knows that about me.
No. That's being censored. We can't do another favorite of a you know, a controversial. People always say, you know, oh, why don't you do favorite movie, favorite song, favorite.
It's TV, too easy. You know. It's too easy.
So to declare one on playing favorite seems awful.
Okay,
but you know, we'll put it through the board.
The thing is, right? If you burn 136 calories by singing, think about how much you burn by dancing. Right.
Yeah, combine them.
And then combine them. That's pretty good.
You can
burn anywhere between 200 to 400 calories with just half an hour of continuous dancing.
That's great. Yeah, dancing
that's
is a great
huge.
I've started doing that as a before I'll do like weights and stuff. I'll put on a banger that like you can dance to, and I'll just have a little dance
out.
And like.
Why don't you play just dance? I thought it was the whole point.
Because it's like late at night and like you know people in bed. I like always because I'm like at the top floor. I'm like at the top of the house. So if I like commit to a move that's like going downwards, it's gonna sound like the Hulk's in the attic. You know, it's gonna like reverberate through the house.
I get that.
So it's gonna be. I'll only do that in the daytime.
Mm.
Yeah, a bit of a sing, a bit of a dance. That's good.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's good.
I went with this hour walk that I went on earlier today. I did 6,000 steps. And my Samsung app is telling me that burnt 263 calories.
Oh my god, how much of that was spent singing?
Damn, you're right. I could have doubled, like, essentially.
Yeah, doubled it, yeah.
Not doubled, but, you know, increased it.
Yeah.
If I'd just been singing out some belts.
If you've been singing dance walking as well, you know, as opposed to...
I really could have improved my...
You're not optimizing.
Efficient fitness.
Yeah, holy shit, you know? Plus, like, you know, take your hockey stick with you. Ball. Dance
just
hockey.
Triple the amount. I need one of those, you know those vests you put on and it, like, vibrates all the muscles in your body.
Yeah, yeah. Where, or, like, weighted vest.
Electrocutes you to...
Yeah. Is that real?
I have no idea, but it's really funny.
Your own research, gang, but it is a funny idea. Oh my god. Okay. Well, give us another one. Let's see where we end up.
Let's go with this one's from Cass. Thank you, Cass.
Thank you.
Stair climbing.
Ooh, okay.
I like this for multiple reasons, right? It's like walking, but more effective, I guess.
Although I wonder, it must be different muscles, right? Like, because
an hour of stair climbing will burn approximately 1,000 calories. I think when it comes to calories, it's different, right? You're right. Mm. Like musculature means that if you want to build muscle in a specific area, you have to work out that area, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes, if you're just trying to burn calories, like I'm pretty sure any exercise will, because it's more about your heart rather than anything, right? So long as your heart starts going and you start using that energy that's built up through your body. I'm not an expert, so don't take me for,
of course.
Don't take me for one, but I'm pretty sure, and stair climbing is because I worry about this sometimes with walking, especially. It's I'll go for a walk and I'll get back and I'm like, my app's telling me I burnt however many calories, but I'm like, I don't really feel like it. Kind of.
Yeah, feel like lighter.
Yeah. My heart's not pumping any harder. Like, it probably did, but not
You'll notice it day to day, I guess.
Whereas, when you do an hour of stair climbing, you're going to feel that.
Definitely, yeah. You can feel I guess it's difficult and different, when it comes to, cardio and muscle it feels like two different worlds. I mean, granted, your heart is a muscle, that's a part of it, but it is so different. You're, oh my God, my arms are fucking killing me after this, versus I am out of breath, my lungs feel like they're on fire.
Yes.
And then you have a sit down and and you're back to normal.
When you do totally hard beast. Cardio, yeah.
Yeah, so we're a weird cardio. One to measure. But, stair climbing is a good one. I remember enjoying it when we used to do circuit training in school periodically. Mm. That would be one of the stations, would be step up, step down, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You get those stair climbing machines I always think are really cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's like a treadmill,
where you just keep walking.
Stairs. Yeah, that looks really cool.
I'd love to have exercise machines, I think.
I think I would love to, in my house, have my stairs be those stair climbing machines.
And you could turn them on or off.
I could turn it on, if someone's coming
up the
stairs.
It becomes an escalator.
Oh, that's genius. I was thinking to use it as a fun little prank. So it's just follow me. I'll take you up to my room. I go up the stairs and I switch the machine on at the top.
It's fucking Mario 64 running up the stairs.
That's great. No, actually, think about it. If you could have... Yeah, it would be ridiculous, obviously, to turn the stairs in your house into those stair climbing treadmill things. But you could, so you make it so to get up the stairs, instead of it being, 10, you could set it to be it's 30 steps you need to do to
That's
just beat the machine.
Really cool. That's a good idea. The idea that I could just turn going up my stairs
into a.
That's the thing about exercise. I want to make it as, just part of my daily routine as possible. I don't want it to feel like I have to go out of my way to do it. So if you made it so that going up my own fucking stairs in my house is really difficult, I think
that would. And you could toggle it and increase it. To be fair, I used to do a really dumb thing when I was living in uni in Swansea.
Yeah.
Dumb mindset thing, mainly. I made it, as soon as I moved in, I was on the sixth floor of the building. So that I was never allowed to use the lift.
Mm.
Lift was banned because, it's a good leg workout, going up all those stairs,
yeah.
Which, in reality, I'm going up them no more than 3 times a day.
Mm.
Which is a weird amount, I think.
Why would you be going up them 3 times?
Yeah.
You would go down,
then
and
back
then
up.
Up.
Yeah, I guess up on its own actually makes sense. Okay. If I was saying I'd be going up and down them 3 times, that would be very
You end
strange.
Up down.
Yeah, I'd sleep on the ground that night. No, it's negligible, and I'd always be out of breath, and it never made a difference.
Yeah.
The only exception I made was when I was ill. But even
wow,
I had big
you
bags
of
shopping.
Rule.
Yeah, but with what I felt like a reasonable exception, and I would be, I'd have big bags of shopping.
That's a good time to do it though, because then it's a full body workout.
And it's did it make any difference?
Probably not.
But I used to do that, and that was the little rule because it was a good placement of it because it felt like, oh, it's just in my life. But I don't know. It feels like it has to be something a little bit more intensive than going up the stairs 3 times. There you go. God, I feel like we've been really on it with content. So I feel like, we've been saying words.
I think you're right. I literally have not Googled anything the whole time.
Yeah. List of exercises?
No, don't do it. Don't ruin it now.
List of weight training exercises on Wikipedia. Ah, it's got a good table though. You've got to get on this Wikipedia page.
What is
this
table? What am I looking at?
List of weight training exercises.
I wish I had a set of weights.
They're a really good investment.
Where did you get them from?
Oh, I got them years and years ago. I think from like Argos.
Because I keep thinking about ordering some from Amazon, but then I'm imagining the Amazon delivery driver having to... the delivery driver that shows up is actually just like a fucking the most jacked person on the planet as they lift like... But then, I think about it, and I'm like, why am I ordering these like incredibly heavy weights that I couldn't carry?
It doesn't really work out. But look at this table on the Wikipedia page.
Oh, it tells you all the different muscles that they work out.
Yeah,
it's really interesting.
That's really useful. I might have a look at this later. Oh my god. There you go.
I like to I like to use apps that tell me what I should be working out. I find apps to be the most effective method of working out for me.
Fair enough. No, I've used them in the past, and there are some good ones out there. Yeah.
When it just tells me, like, you need to work out your legs. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's great. And that's the thing. It's different strokes, different folks. It's horses for courses. It's other idioms. It's, you know, whatever you are, whatever kind of person you are, whatever you gravitate towards, you know, there's avenues, there's options. There's no right way. There's, you know, it's whatever works for you personally on every level of it. Is what feels like the important thing there.
Mm.
So, that being said, Luke, do you want to move on to...
Our favourites. Sure thing. Ready? Yeah.
Where are you at with
it? I'm confident. I'm 100%. I know what mine is.
100% locked in. Okay, I'm 100% locked in. I've not had any others, you know, usurp it. Yeah. But do you want to kick us off?
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could guess it? I think you could, but we haven't spoken about it.
Ooh, okay.
In fact, I was being intentionally vague earlier so that I wouldn't reveal what it is. And then you doubled down on that fact. And I had to try and avoid it because I didn't want to talk about it.
Okay. So is it something you do then? It's something you regularly
Something I do every other day. Bit of cardio.
Okay.
Keep me healthy.
Yeah, okay. Is it hauling around stock at work?
No.
Or something equivalent? No, anything, something to work, you know,
nothing
lifting.
Work related. No, this is something I do independent of work.
I don't know then.
Harry.
Yeah.
It's strap into the metaverse and play Beat Saber.
Holy shit. Yes.
Something that I think I've told you about previously.
Of course you have. I should have got that. Should have got that. Yeah, you've got your VR.
I got my VR headset. I popped that bad boy on. I stopped playing fucking Doom Crossing on expert, wave my arms around like a goddamn madman. I have a calorie tracker on the thing now that literally it's like telling me like you've burnt around this much calories.
That's great. So you stick to it and everything, you do it regularly.
I've been doing it.
So it's like fully in swing.
It's it's pretty good. I like to now that I'm like good enough at Beat Saber that I'm doing maps that are actually pretty physically intensive. It seems pretty effective so far.
So just to clarify what Beat Saber is in case people haven't played this particular VR game. So that's what's like a rhythm-based sort of...
It's like, imagine you have two lightsabers in your hands, one in each hand, and then there are blocks that fly towards you to the timing of specific music, and you have to hit them with your magical lightsaber hands.
Yes, yeah, so you're sort of swinging your arms, these lightsabers.
It can get pretty intense.
Okay. I mean, with quicker songs or quicker beats, obviously, swinging around.
Like, let me find out.
So, is that doing specifically? Does it feel like? Is it doing what? Cardio? Is it arms?
It's mostly just cardio. Yeah, it's just getting my blood pumping, getting
It's moving. It's moving.
Get the sweat. Get sweat on.
Oh man. Okay. I do have to wonder, since I know this about your specific VR setup, are you just sort of stood
on
your bed?
I'm on my bed. Yes.
You're doing it because of limited space, right?
Mm-hmm. Which I do wonder sometimes might interact with it, but
do you ever like, you know, bump into anything or like
I have a lamp. I have a like my room light, my room like from the ceiling, the ceiling lamp. Why did it take me so long to say? Every now and then whilst I'm in the VR I will punch it.
That's very funny.
One time I did smack my the foot of my bed with one of the controllers and the vibration stopped working. But then I turned it off and back on again. It was fun. So we're just not going to worry about that.
That's good. I'm glad that worked out.
I did 40 minutes of Beat Saber 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I lost 273 calories.
Fucking good stuff. That is good. Yeah.
It's pretty effective from what I can tell.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
There you go. That's my favorite. It's fun as well. You were talking about the gamification of exercise earlier, and I was like, yep, I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm very familiar.
Play exercise game.
Yeah.
You sound distracted by something.
I've just noticed the formatting on this Wikipedia page is wrong.
What do you mean?
The look at the table.
I closed it.
No, but get it back open.
It's the weight training.
Look at forearms.
Forearms.
Look at the column. Look, you'll see the word sum isn't centered.
Oh, yeah. Why is that one? I'm the fact that sum is in all of the forearm. Like, none of the forearms ones say yes. It's all sum.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that just works out.
There's no forearm exercises.
That work out all of your forearms.
Mm.
Strange. To be fair, I guess they are a notoriously difficult thing, right? Because, like, it would have to be like a wrist. You'd have to bend
your wrist. Yeah, I don't know how your forearm doesn't really have much active muscle in it, I don't believe.
Yeah, I think it's notoriously difficult. Yeah, okay. But that's what I was talking about. Yeah, good favorite. I like it. I've played Beat Saber. It's a good game. I like that it's realistic, modern, works your life. Yeah, great favorite. Mine's not playing Beat Saber in the
virtual world. No, well, you don't own a VR headset, so.
I don't. But I do own a real life, which I can do exercise in.
That's interesting.
Granted, this isn't one I do a lot of currently.
Yeah.
It is one we've discussed.
You've done it in the past.
But I've done it in the past and would be a happy go-to if this is what I wanted to put emphasis on, you know, in my day-to-day life. Any thoughts?
I don't think it's going to be Just Dance.
Okay.
Unless it is. Is it a sport?
It's not a sport.
Okay. Is it Just Dance?
It's not Just Dance, okay. No. It's
Tell me.
For cardio, I don't know if you can beat going for a run.
That's honestly very reasonable, yeah.
Going for a run, it's one of the simplest. It's, you know, any equipment.
It's like, you know, if you want to be like a caveman, like that's what they used to do.
Literally. And, you know, you can broaden
this. I don't think cavemen were doing push-ups and stuff.
Exactly. And like, you just, you know, there's very little in the way of form that I'm aware of. You know, this is literally, it's, you know.
You just move your body.
With pace. Yeah. And that can be fast, slow, long distance, short distance, to and fro, you know, round the block, you know, whatever. It just feels like such a solid cardiovascular exercise for, you know, ultimately, you know, the only sort of essential muscle.
The heart.
Like, you know, it's nice to be able to pick stuff up, you know, and, you know, have good looking muscles or whatever, but. Yeah, it's your heart, right? It's good heart health.
You need your heart for the rest of your life. Well,
yeah, right.
Unless you get like a transplant, I guess.
I suppose in that very specific case, yeah, it was all for nothing. cardiovascular. Even then, right? I swear it has some effect on your veins getting better.
Harry?
It's cardiovascular that they're talking about. Like,
oh. Hello?
What just happened?
What happened?
Did the call just briefly connect to Satan?
What happened?
Did you lower your mic in some kind of Chilean well? What happened? Was that like a? That was you, right? That was your throat.
I think I coughed.
Well, what I got was Beetlejuice from the musical Beetlejuice, I think.
Hello.
The fuck? Oh. Okay, that's a strange little point of disturbance. Running. That's good. I've done it a bit in the past.
Yeah.
Would like to slot it in somewhere. I'm not the kind of guy who wakes up at 6 a.m. to go do it.
Why not?
I wouldn't mind. I have problems with sleeping.
Alright.
Yeah. I don't actually. I'm just fucking difficult.
Yeah.
I'm just difficult about it. But yeah, I don't know. I would like to, yeah, either, you know, when I get back from something or before something or. I don't know. Problem with cardio, I always find meals get in the way. You know, I never want to do it in the immediate, you know, few
hours.
You don't
want to do it right after a meal, but you don't want to do it before you've eaten because then,
yeah,
then you get really hungry. Harry, you know what I would recommend to you?
Go on.
A meal supplement.
Okay.
To have first thing in the morning, and as soon as you've had it, you go for a run.
Well, if only we could get a sponsorship for such a thing.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm I'm knackered. I'll tuck it out after this.
I'm gonna have to, like, play some Beat Saber probably.
I'm gonna go walk to Tesco and.
Oh yeah, you need to eat.
Yeah, I might get one of those nutritionally complete meals.
When you get in your car, drive over to my house, and I'll get you
a nutritionally complete meal
from
your own little
supply.
Set. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. If anything, I would walk or jog.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a really long way, though. I wouldn't recommend that.
Quite a while away. Yeah, you do.
Like it's
Canada,
like you could do one way, but then you do have to get back as well.
Oh God! After I've consumed the nutritionally complete meal, I'm gonna carry it with me while I'm running.
Well, no, imagine you better not, because you got my fucking shaker.
Oh God, yeah. you got one of them? Yeah,
it comes with its own little shaker.
It's right now, because once I get home and I've consumed it. I'll give it a couple of hours. I'll jog back. I'm getting three times.
But then you'll need another meal to re-energize yourself when you get back.
So what I do is I leave the fox there and I take the goose across the river. Yeah. Okay. You know what? That's it. We're done.
We're done.
Episode 39.
Bye bye.
Of playing favorites. Now look what the outro to do.
I almost stopped recording.
What the fuck? Don't do that. We need your little witticisms for the remainder of the episode. But that's fantastic. Thank you everyone for listening. I hope you've enjoyed episode 39. Physical exercise, there you go. Done it. Kind of different to, it's not really too alike anything we've done in the past, is it? Not anything that comes to mind. Land mammals exercise, I guess. Other than that, it's a little unique thing. I hope everyone's enjoyed it. If you want to get in contact with us, we're on Twitter @playfavorites. You can tweet in with whatever you like. We always tweet out whenever we're doing a new episode. We'd love to hear from you with your favorites in that particular topic. Lovely stuff. You can also tweet in with whatever else you like. And we've also got the email there, playingfavoritespodcast@gmail.com. Email in with all kinds of different bits and bobs, anything related to the podcast that you like, episode suggestions, your favorite physical exercise, anything like that. We would love to hear from you. Or jog over to Playing Favorites HQ and deliver it. A bit of exercise for you there, Get on your bike. There you go. That's one we didn't talk about. Cyclist fans.
No one's going to know where Playing Favorites HQ is.
Yeah.
If you run far enough,
you'll find
and
it.
And if you imagine, you close your eyes and you imagine.
There you go. So, nice little message there. Yeah, Luke, any final thoughts on physical exercise?
We haven't talked about the greatest form of cardio.
Go on.
The horizontal tango.
Are you stumbled. Entering the satanic realm again?
No, I just spoke wrong.
That's what I tell you, kid.
It's sex. God. Sexual intercourse. That's the joke.
You're very funny,
end the stream. End the podcast.